what has been happening is that over a period of time, we have been trying to investigate the prevalent nature of the terror groups as prescribed and formulated by ZANU-PF as a political party which wants to retain power by any means necessary. And as a result of that, we have noticed that there has been some kind of a reactivation and even a formation of new groups that are terror groups that are in communities that are actually intimidating people, insulting people, and at times even abducting people under the guise of indigenization and economic empowerment. And yet it is clearly through their regalia and their deeds that they are part and parcel of the ZANU-PF terror machinery that is meant to subjugate the aspirations of the people at the second stakeholders conference and eventually the referendum and the next election. So there's been a metamorphosis of the Chipangano, turning into new forms with different names, but with the similar strategies in terms of their intimidation and their kind of calling what you would call the dissenting voices coming from both the human rights defenders and other political activists.
How long did it take you to come up with this report?
We do what we call phone calls to our key informants as a methodology. We also go and verify on the ground to understand the nature of the problem in those communities.